different thing. It isn't. We're saying that there's big machlokes going on in Klal Yisrael today, and we, even though we're not involved in it, Hashem is saving us from being exposed to it, but it doesn't take away the responsibility that we should feel towards doing something about it. If we can't stop the actual machlokes, so at least there's something that we could do. We could be this power, right? And you don't have to, Rabbi says, so you don't have to make it your own tefillahs. You don't have to make it your own tefillahs, right? In the Shemoneh Esrei itself, we have places in the davening where it's spoken about the machlokes, right? And the least we could do, the minimum that we could do is to be misbal, Rabbi said, the tefillahs that are there in Shemoneh Esrei, we say in the morning, Sim Shalom, Tov Rocha, Chen Vachesed, Rochenu, Abinu Kulun Ke'echad, Roponecha, right? You have Benisha, Ma'ariv, you have Shalom Rav, Shalom Rav, Shalom Rav, Aishel, Kusim Le'ilom, Ki'at Amecha, Dor Lechol HaShalom, Yitoy Be'inecha, right? You're the boss, right? That means that you have the power to stop it. You can send your malachim, angels, you have your peace angels, right? We refer to them Friday night. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Ashores, Malachi Elyon. So, at least Rabbi Sai, I just want to make the Olim aware that since, even though Hashem does us a favor and saves us from seeing it and coming in contact with it, but we should know it's there, and at least we should do it, be mispalel, right? That's the minimum that we could do, Rabbi Sai. But I wanted to speak to you tonight about Rabbi Zay, where we entered in over here the cave, the big entrance, the big whatever we the era, the time era of the Bein HaMetzorim. We just came in now. It's not so easy to get into the ruach, to feel it. I think when I was thinking the other day, here we go. Just in time, Shimon. Just in time.
Sure. Right. I'm late. Right.
Just about to start a new thing that we want to talk about. Now we have just a few minutes. That we're saying that we entered the era now of the Bein HaMetzorim, Dover Toy Beitoy. You don't have to dafka talk about that, Rabbi said, but Dover Toy Beitoy. So it's kedai that we should know. Why shouldn't we work on the Bein HaMetzorim if we're here now, right? So I just about mentioning that one of the difficulties, I think, I just thought about the other day, getting into the ruach of the Bein HaMetzorim, is that right before the Bein HaMetzorim, so the minhag is everybody makes the chasnis, like try to chaperayin before Shavuos Batamas. So some of you, we have another chasna, two chasnas one night, three chasnas, four chasnas, anybody for five, they just keep throwing them in one after another, chasnas and simchas. Ken Yerbu Yisrael, they say. But I said, there's a very festive ruach going on, in that period of time, like before the Shavuos Batamas. So I think that it's important for us to recognize this and realize it, that the metamorphosis of making the change from the simchis, how should we say, something that we have to be realistic about and realize, right? What do I say? Okay, so what are we going to do, Rabbi say? What are we going to do for, avoidas ha, Bein HaMetzorim? I want to mention to the Olam that usually, as always, usually when we have a yuntif or something like this, with your permission, we usually do the format of what we usually have here is that we pick one of the one main of that we work on it. But when we have, you know, something like this, say a yuntif, or here we have the Bein Metzorim, so we usually do a few things just to capture the ruach and to try to get onto the bandwagon of the Ikar Avodah, Rabbi Zayi. So I would suggest, firstly, Rabbi Zayi, there are things we've spoken about in the, you know, in the past, you know, when I just want to close this. In the past when we've gotten into this, you know, Bez Hashem, and now again Hashem give us life and strength that we can once again be Mekayim the Avodas, Avodas Hayoyim, Rabbi Zayi. So first of all, I want to suggest to the Olam that to get into the Ruach a little bit of the, you know, of the Avodas Hayoyim is to say every day, you know, the Mizmor of Al Naras Bobel. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are minhagim of tulis that the whole kehila would come together and sit down on the floor and say it. So that's one thing I want to suggest. The second of the Rabbi Zayi I want to suggest to you is the of the Rav Miller, you know, that we've done not long ago, that he had the 10 steps of greatness. To sit down on the floor for 1 second, only 1 second, before you go to sleep, and be mezabel on Eretz Yisrael, on Yerushalayim, right, in the Beis Hamikdash, to be avelis for the Beis Hamikdash. Sit down on the floor for only 1 second, not more, not less, and think that you're doing it, you know, mourning for the Beis HaMikdash, Yishlayim, right? That's number two. Number three, Rabbi Zayi, this is the main Ugda, you know, for this week. We look in our arsenal, we have our arsenal of Ugdas, right? And we've done this Ugda not so long ago, I think, Rabbi Zayi, here in our Chabura, is that what is the Avelis for the Beis HaMikdash? It's for the Shechina, right? We yearn for the Shechina, we want the Shechina. That's the Beis HaMikdash. What's the mile of the Beis HaMikdash? All the Kabbonis and everything. It's the Shechina, really, right? So, say to you, you know, ourselves, we're supposed to feel so bad that we don't have the Shechina, but a little bit we do have. A little bit we do have. So, if you're so concerned about Shechina and you have some, so what does that look like if we don't relate to the Shechina that we have? Where do we have it? Where do we have it? Exactly right here where we're sitting, in the Beis Medrash, in the Beis Knesses. So the Chazal learned out, Mikdash Ma'at, that there is a type of Shechina that we have here that has to do with the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. There is some element of Shechina here in the Beis Medrash that relates to the, that is part like of the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. So what does that look like, Rabbi Zayi, that, you know, we say we're mourning for the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash, and we have some, and we ignore it, right? It doesn't have any punim, Rabbi Zayi. So I'd like to again remind you, Rabbi Zayi, this Uvda that we've done, that to appreciate that what you're in the Beis Medrash, Beis Knesses, that you're basking in the cholol of like radioactive Shechina. And I've mentioned to you in the past, I think one of the reasons why it's a little difficult for us to relate to this is because in the secular world, you never have such a thing like this. In other words, you know, you have a very, very important room. Let's say, I mean, we should never have to be there only for simchas, our wife's giving birth, but let's say a surgical room, you know, a surgery room. So it's very, by the secular world, that's very important. But more than the importance of the hishtamshus is not. In other words, how important the thing is, it's the hishtamshus, it's the use, right? And more than that, there's no significance outside the Ishtamshis. Here, the Habdil, we're the only ones that have this idea that once you walk past the threshold, you're like bombarded by Shina, by radioactivity of holiness, right? Just walk past the threshold and you're in. You're in a hollow of Kedusha, right? You never have such a concept like that in secular life. Let's say, in a room, you walk into that room that you walk in there, so they take you up to the when the Rokiyim, they have Shiva Rokiyim, right? The seven Rokiyim. So you walk in that room and they take you up to the one Rokiyim. Yeah. Just, so you're not in this world anymore. They take you out of this world and now you're shoved into one of the Rokiyim. So, when you walk into shul or the Beis Medrash, Beis Knesset, the mashal that I give is not really a mashal, it's the truth. Like, when you walk into a shul, like, you're not really in this world anymore. You're in a different place, you're in the Mokom of Shina, So the mashal and the nimshal, there's no Mokom of Shina. The mashal is the nimshal, and the nimshal is the mashal. Like, you're in a different environment, even though it looks the same, lights, knock on the table, it's wood, everything looks the same, but it's not really, you're really in the Mokom of Shina, it's like in a different plane of existence, even though it looks the same. And it's important that we should relate to that, because I say again, we try to think about the Beis HaMikdash, so this is Beis HaMikdash, except it's like a smaller, I think I've told you over the story very quickly about America. The Baron Cutler, the God Lador in America, in Lake Yeshiva. So many years ago, I remember those days that there was smoke in the Beis Medrash, So one time there was a cigarette butt on the floor, and he himself bent over, picked it up. So the Talmidim standing around and said, Rosh Yeshiva, it's not apropos for Rosh Yeshiva to, pick up a cigarette butt from the floor. So he said that, what are you talking about? To shmek with the deraisa, like it smells good. That really, Mikdash Ma'at, it tells us that you have to have a derecheres and a fear of a Beis Medrash, a Beis Knesset, something to do with the respect of the Beis HaMikdash, right? So, we got a little bit of feeling from the story that it means that, the covered Beis Medrash, Beis Knesset, that it's related to a certain way to the respect of the Beis Beis HaMikdash. So basically, I want to suggest the Uvda. We've done this Uvda in the past. Three times a day, before you walk into the Beis Medrash, the Beis Knesset, pause for a second, three times a day, pause for a second, and think, where am I about to walk in now, to this place of Kedusha, right? And when you're in there, at least for a moment, think, where am I? Right? We'll be doing something that, unfortunately very few people relate to today, and that's the purpose of our Chabura here, Rabbi Yitzhak, that even though we're Elach Yidden, we keep the Shulchan Aruch, but, there are a number of these things that are very important, basic things, that somehow they get neglected. That's why we have our Chabura, there's many things we can do, but we end up usually doing basic important things that people should be doing, but they don't do it. So we have at least the framework of our group here, that at least we try to, you know, do things that are, this, you know, Baruch Hashem is looking down and saying, Bonai, Bonai, I'm so happy that at least I have a group here that cares about my Shechina, everybody say. So we have Shalom, we have sitting on the ground, we have, right, and that is Bobel, and the main thing of is relating to the Shechina, which I also want to suggest, hope not missing the bus now, that we should also have a chance to be cooked on the Churban. There are a lot of books now. How do you stop it? I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay.